The genuine progress indicator is an alternative way at getting at the health of an economy. Traditionally, we use gross state product, or at the national level, gross domestic product. And GPI is another way of saying, how are we doing as an economy? As we grow, is it true, genuine development where the benefits are greater than the costs? Or are we hitting sort of what some have called uneconomic growth where the costs are greater than the benefits? And GPI tries to get at that question.
Why is it important to put into the genuine progress indicator things like the cost of lost leisure time and the value of volunteer work? Why is it important to have those aspects of life and economy measured to come up with these indicators of the economy?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, there are 26 different indicators that make up the genuine progress indicator: social, environmental, and economic. And it's trying to get at a truer picture of the health of our economy. It's trying to move away from a philosophy that says that a bloating economy, an economy where bigger is always better, is what's guiding our policy decisions. The genuine progress indicator really tries to change the mindset to make sure that we are making true, genuine progress where the benefits outweigh the cost, and not just simply growth for growth's sake.
Well, you mentioned it tries to change the mindset, and as I was looking at the report, in a lot of areas it seems that we're not doing well under the genuine progress indicator. Is that because we've not adapted to it, or because we've underestimated our economic ripple effects in the 26 indicators?
I would say the latter. I think in our budgeting, in our economic planning, in our policy, we're only counting one side of the equation, and we're ignoring the costs that aren't counted in formal market transactions. So as the Vermont economy grows and we have a more polluted lake, or we emit more greenhouse gases, or we have less times with our family and our community, none of that is accounted for in our traditional economic accounts. And so GPI, you know, is a good news, bad news story. It really tries to sort of show what are those undercounted costs as our economies develop. And it also adds back in things. Vermont does very good on volunteer statistics. Vermont has a very low crime rate compared to other states. And that should account for something. The overall picture right now, there is a 43% gap between what gross state product tells us how we're doing and what the genuine progress indicator tells us how we're doing.
How much can an individual state like Vermont do and progress economically using the genuine progress indicator when so many other governmental entities still rely on the GDP type of indicator?
Vermont has a real opportunity to be a leader right now. The state of Maryland adopted the genuine progress indicator 4 years ago in state government to guide policy decisions. Vermont last May passed GPI into law, so now requires the development of GPI. It was the first state in the country to have a law. I was in a meeting in June down in Baltimore hosted by the governor of Maryland, and 18 different states were there who are either using GPI or moving towards a GPI standard. So I think Vermont and Maryland are really at the forefront of something that's sweeping the nation.
John, are there certain policies that so far most effectively move forward using the GPI?
Yeah, the state of Maryland has used GPI as a lens to look at some of their smart growth policy, because GPI really considers the cost of sprawl, of commuting in particular, and the cost of lost farmland and lost forest land. They've also used it in their Department of Natural Resources to account for the environmental costs of development. In Vermont, we've got some active research on energy and on climate change and on water pollution to Lake Champlain that will all benefit from using GPI as a lens.
John, do you recommend or do you foresee states and perhaps national governments solely using the genuine progress indicator?
Right now, GPI is a complementary indicator to GDP. All of the data we have in GPI is secondary data sources. So we're using numbers from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. We're using numbers from the Department of Labor and Agriculture here in the state. So it's a way of aggregating those numbers and considering the trade-offs of growth. And it's probably, quite honestly, a transition to moving to other indicators that are even more holistic, that gauge overall quality of life and not just economic well-being as measured by the dollar.
The Genuine Progress Indicator was developed by economist Herman Daly in the 1980s, and the University of Vermont's Gund Institute is considered a hub for GPI research. It will conduct a GPI study for the state of Massachusetts this fall. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.